Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Yo, 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 what's going on out there, you guys? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Alrighty, you guys, what's going on? How you been? Well, how's it going? Well, we are here on another episode of Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. I'm your boy, T'Angelo, and we are going to have much fun this evening. Well, you know, here on Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, we talk about pop culture, healthy living, music, movies, schooling, and all of those wonderful things. And so we basically want to try to hear about some things and try to learn maybe some tools to how to live life to the fullest. And that's what I personally am striving to do. And tonight, you guys, we have a great show set up for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl halftime show, of course, with the Black Eyed Peas. We're going to mention Christina Aguilera and her national anthem, Flub, if you will. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. You know, it's approaching. What could be a good gift idea? Aha. And your boy T'Angelo is definitely going to help you guys out with that. I like to pat myself on the back when it comes to gifts because of my artistic qualities. I kind of flip it up on you a little bit. Anyhow, then also I'm going to mention Miss Tiny's Hill of Restricted. We had her on the show a couple of weeks back. And this week she's in the issue of Jet Magazine. Isn't that bomb? She went from giving away free shoes here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them to being inside of the Jets. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Matter of fact, where is my Jet? Well, anyhow, I'm going to find that. Also, you guys, as you are well aware, it is Black History Month. So tonight we will spotlight the renowned choreographer Alvin Ailey. I'm really excited to talk about that. And then we have a wonderful special guest. We have author, book writer, Joseph Anthony Rivers, who actually wrote A Young Man with a Plan, and is really excited to hear his story because he's a mere 20-year-old book author. So you're definitely going to want to check that out, okay, you guys? So stick around because when we return, we're going to get into and discuss a little bit about this year's Super Bowl halftime show. So stay tuned.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong.
Let the rain wash away all the pain.
check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it. All can steal it. What you deal with. And you keep balling. Draw out some liquor, Playboy, and we keep balling. Baby, we've been living in sin. Cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends. So you've been a guest in your own home. Time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming.
Stopping us now, I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told her that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I met you, baby.
But here I stand,
come on,
a better man.
Stop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
All right, you guys. That's what's up. So, we're talking about, actually, before we go, hold on, actually. I want to hit another joint real quick. Where's my girl at? Yeah, hold on, let's play this real quick. I'll be back. Because I know I was over here trying to whip it back and forth, whip it back and forth, back and forth. So, anyhow, you guys, if you're just tuning in, it's your boy T. Angelo with Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them. And in case you didn't know, with Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, that title is pretty much about the entrepreneurship and the tenacity and the determination it takes to go through it. Because with any goal that you were striving to achieve, there's going to be some love, it's going to be a little bit of dance, and it's going to be a hate between them, because you got to keep moving and shaking, because that's what it takes to become successful. So that's where the title comes from, if you were wondering. Anyhow, let's talk about some tea projects. Today actually was a quite an exciting day. I got to hang out with my girl, Carla B, which is always mad fun. We went out today, downtown LA area, where we hung out with Juan the Shot Versher and Special K Bailey of the world famous Harlem Globetrotters. And we just had a great fun watching them interact with the children. They did a lot of tricks with them, you know, to let them know about reaching goals, having discipline, achieving what they set out to do, and make sure they meet the responsibilities required of a student. And of course, they did the Globetrotter thing with the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. In case y'all don't know the Globetrotter theme song, that'll make no sense to you, but pull it up. And then for you all that do know the Globetrotter theme song, I know you was right there with me feeling that. So anyhow, it was a lot of fun. I was explaining to them how my first memory of the Harlem Globetrotters is actually when they were on Fat Albert. Yeah, like back in the 80s. So you guys definitely keep an eye out for that video footage. It will be out soon, and you can actually find it on EOTMblog.com, where that video will be posted. So just keep an eye out. If you're on our mailing list, you'll get a press release for it on Facebook. And if you happen to be missing all of these little informative press releases and information that goes out, you want to give us a hit up, a blast on Facebook, or you can also send your email or information in to tangelo@eotmradio.com, and we'd be more than happy to get that to you. Also, Carla B and myself are preparing for the Academy Awards as well as the Grammys this week. So you want to stay tuned to EOTM, because as you can see, we are really on the move, entrepreneurs on the move. That's what we're doing, you guys, and the list of things for the Academy Awards is so extensive. I'm just really excited for me and Carla to get out there. I wonder what we're going to wear. And it's actually pretty funny, you guys. If you check out the pictures on Facebook from today's event, me and Carla will dress kind of the same, similar. And it kind of just happened. Great minds think alike. That's awesome. So anyhow, currently working on Baby Day. You guys may have heard me speak about that, a dance production that honors other dancers and choreographers. This event is coming up, and it's coming together really well. I'm really excited to see the outcome of the production and see how it all comes together. This is my first time working with them, and it's going wonderfully. So I thank them so much for adding me to the board. And you can check them out at www.nacdworldwide.com for more details. If you want to attend the event, it's going to be on April 30th here in Los Angeles. So, again, you can go to www.nacdworldwide.com for more details on that. Also, for dancers, I am going to be working on putting together a small dance troupe. So if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area and you can dance hip-hop, jazz, or modern, you need to hit me up. I have a few projects coming up, and I could really use a few more dancers. So definitely reach out to me at tangelo@eotmradio.com, and I would love to, you know, get your resume and picture and stuff and maybe have you come out for an audition. And again, that was tangelo@eotmradio.com. So, dancers, I'm putting together some real cool stuff. I got some things in the works, and people are calling on me. I need some more dancers. So, in addition to that, I'm also looking for other entrepreneurs on the move. I'm looking for other music group and artists. If you are currently working on developing a business venture, I would really welcome the opportunity to chat with you. If you happen to be an artist up and coming, or you currently have your album out and you're doing shows in the Los Angeles area, I also welcome the opportunity to come see you and maybe interview you, have you on the show, have EOTM Media come out. That would be great. A few months ago, I had the music group One Too Much on the show, and they were an awesome group of guys, and they invited EOTM to come out to their album release party a couple of weeks back, also including Rallo Street, and he was there, and we had a blast. I mean, the party was definitely cracking, and so you're going to keep an eye on that footage as well to see how much fun we had. So if that's something you guys are doing, definitely hit us up. Hit me up at tangelo@eotmradio.com. I would love to be a part of it. And then lastly, I will mention Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them is also available for sponsorship and advertising. So if you have a growing company and you need a cost-efficient way to promote that, definitely hit me up, and I would be more than happy to get that for you, okay? And so, again, that's going to be on tangelo@eotmmedia.com. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little something for you guys, and this could be your commercial.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yo, yo, yo. You guys, guess what is happening to me right now? Like, the best thing ever. Ty Niece is calling in to my show. I am so excited. She actually took the time. Ty Niece, are you there, doll?
I am. Hi. Hey, T'Angelo. How you doing?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm great. Thank you
been?
So much for calling. I'm so surprised.
Sure.
Look at you. I'm
sure,
like,
no problem.
Popping up on folks.
No problem.
So
the end of my day, so I had a few minutes. Sorry, go
yes.
ahead.
No, no worries. I was just telling the listeners that you are in this week's issue of Jet Magazine. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, T'Angelo. That means
what?
A lot.
How does it feel? You're in a national syndicated magazine.
It's exciting. It's exciting, especially when it you know, it reaches all the way to my family, you know, that I get calls. I'm getting all sorts of calls, and it feels good. So
where's your family located?
In Missouri, and
that's not
Missouri.
Next door.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting calls from across the country.
Oh yes, definitely.
That is awesome. Now, when you were on the show last, I know you had mentioned that you were doing Jet Magazine, and I thought that they were going to do Restricted and probably put your name in it. I must say that I was floored. I actually told the 7-Eleven man that I knew you had opened the magazine and showed him, because I was like, that's Hanisa's name, like in size 28 font?
Oh.
I was like, oh, this is what's up. And then, listen, I'll just let you know something. One of the questions they asked Ty-Niece in the magazine was, how do you reflect the trends? And it reads, twice a year, we take a shopping tour, and we travel around the nation and to Europe, and we shop the markets. Did I just read
right.
that you get paid to go around the world and shop?
That's the way that reads. Yep.
I thought that was awesome. Oh, there's another radio show we have with EOTM, Kevin Knight's show, and he has a young lady on his show who actually goes to the market and finds the best deals. And now I'm hearing that we have a lady who finds the best deals, and now we have you who goes shopping. I love it. That is awesome.
Yep. It's necessary. You have to shop everywhere.
I see across the world, I see.
Yep.
So you also mentioned people watching. I love to people watch myself, being a choreographer and all. But what is your people watching consist of? What are you looking for?
I notice it's second nature to me to always look at people's shoes. No matter where I'm at, like even if I'm just standing at the bank, I'm looking at people's feet. And so it's really just that. It's what are people wearing? Because if they're already wearing it, they're probably not going to go buy it. So what are they already wearing? What could possibly be the next thing they want to wear next? So
right.
That's what it is for me.
It's kind of innate to you now. You can't even help it, huh?
No, I can't help it. Like, and you know, I guess some people have maybe noticed me and thought, oh, wow, like, why is she looking at that person like that? Or, you know, like I'm looking people up and down or something. But it's not that. It's just, yeah, I just happen to gravitate to look at their shoes because that's my business. That's the business I'm in. So,
right,
you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see how that could seem like, oh, goodness, she's looking at a person up and down. But, no, I'm just looking at your feet because I want to know what shoes people like. So.
And I just tell the listeners, I know me and Tanis actually have gone out shopping before we went to the shoe section. And because of you, today I was in Macy's and I went to the girls' shoe section and I picked up the shoe and was looking in the inside of it, looking at the bottom to see what. I was like thinking, okay, what would Tanis be looking at with this shoe right now? And I was
exactly.
Yeah, because you have a very critical eye.
Exactly. Yep.
So
what is it made of? Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it strong enough? Is it made well? Yep. Quality and the way things are made and what they consist of is important to me. So you're right. I'm very critical.
That's awesome. Before you go, I want to keep you too long. I will ask, now that you have done Jet Magazine, what is next for Tanis Hill?
Well, what's next for me? I'm still got a lot of things going on with Restricted, planning a photo shoot, and we still have a lot of trade shows going on right now, debuting the Fall 11 product later this year. So a lot of things, busy.
That's awesome. Well, Tanis Dawes, thank you so much for taking the time out to give a call into Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them.
No problem. Anything for you, T'Angelo.
Oh, you're too kind. And I always want to say continued success with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So next, you guys, we have the Celebrity Hub. Here in the Celebrity Hub, we discuss the things that's going on with a few of the celebrities. Well, let's see today who's in our bag of tricks. Bring Jennifer Hudson. Yes, the Oscar and Grammy Award winner will visit the Oprah Winfrey Show. Actually, she did that today, so I'm a little behind, but she was just on the Oprah Winfrey Show today where she was promoting her new album, I Remember Me, and showing off her new sexy, sultry look. The Chicago native will perform the song. She performed the song Where You At live for the first time on television today on Oprah. So you're going to have to check that out. The album is due to come out March 22nd. So I want to say much success to Jennifer Hudson. I am a fan, and I actually was just watching Sex and the City Part 1, the movie that is, yesterday. And I was like, I was really enjoying watching Jennifer Hudson. So I'm a fan, and big ups to Jennifer Hudson. Okay, so let's also move really quickly into Super Bowl. Miss Christina Aguilera, the pop star who botched up a line in the Star Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, Star Spangled Banner. She was singing, and she's got some of the lines actually mixed up while she was going through it. And she sang, "What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming," but the line should have said, "Hail, not watch. What so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming." And so Christina Aguilera did issue an apology, which stated, "I got so caught up in the moment of the song that I lost my place. I can only hope that everyone could feel my love for this country and that the true spirit of it still came through." Star Spangled Banner, you guys, is a notoriously difficult song thing. Though the most problem that performers have with the song is the range that you have to perform it. Not really the words. back in 2001, Macy Gray was booed for her off-key rendition of the national anthem, which is quite unfortunate. But Christina Aguilera wants to get your R-E-S-P-E-C-T, because at the Grammy winner will be performing at the Grammy Awards weekend in a tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. So no singer is out to redeem herself after the super public flub of the national anthem at last Super Bowl. So we definitely want to wish Christina Aguilera the best with her, performance. And I'm going to say, at first glance, when I was watching it, I thought, that sounds kind of off. But when it's happening, you can put your hands on it. But because we're in a new millennium of 2011 with replay YouTube and replay every other .com, yes, it was definitely in heavy rotation. So I'm sure Christina Aguilera will rebound perfectly fine and do what she does and continue to do it well. Also, I know some people are talking about the Super Bowl flyover, the parts where they have the planes fly over the stadium. Well, the stadium for the Super Bowl had a very good view of the flyover of the F-8 jets as they were watching from their homes. But if you were inside of the stadium, the roof was closed, so you couldn't really see it. It was kind of like,
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to
you guys, sorry about that right there, a little technical difficulties, but we back on it. So nonetheless, the reason I mentioned the F-18 fighter jets is because there was talks and rumors out that they paid over $450,000 just to have those four planes fly over the stadium. Was it worth it? Well, the Dallas TV reporter estimated that the flyover only cost, they estimated it cost $450,000. And this total would include the gas, operational costs, the airtime for the F-18s, which traveled from Virginia to Texas for this event. The Navy did tell CNBC that the official records only tallies the amount spent on gas, which came out to $109,000 for the Super Bowl flights. So was it worth it? $109,000 for it, $450,000. They were trying to say it's from taxpayers' monies and all that jazz. Money, let it be spent. It's Super Bowl. We do it every year. Somebody just happened to got the juice on it. They fly every year. They do it. Was it worth it? Hey, it's a part of it. The players shed a tear. Christina still sang beautifully. Let's move on to the Black Eyed Peas. Okay, so the reviews online were so back and forth with this one. I mean, some people are questioning, was this the worst halftime show ever? Was it? Reviews were mixed, but most find the Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl halftime performance to be pretty lackluster. With the exception of the field dancers in their Tron-esque costumes were pretty cool. They said that the songs and the sound were just bad, bad, and all bad. Okay, during the Black Eyed Peas Super Bowl halftime show, the Peas sang I Got a Feeling. Fergie's mic wasn't even working at first. They did Boom Boom Pow. They did Sweet Child O' Mine with special guest Slash. They did Pump It. Oh, Pump It. My bad, sorry. And they also did Let's Get It Started and Where Is the Love. Usher came from above to sing and dance OMG, and the Black Eyed Peas closed out the show with time, Dirty Bit. Now, I will say, first off, doing live performances is always, you know, a challenge. It can always be very taxing. People feel that just because you're professional at what you do that you can get it. It's not a just get it situation. You know, with live radio even, like just a minute ago, we had the technical difficulties. You have to have a team of people who can pull it together and shoot out there with you when you have a situation. And then even with live performances, the mic not coming on, bad thing. I immediately noticed it when I was watching it. And I was like, her mic's not on. Then it popped on. Also, when Usher finished his set and the whole group of Black Eyed Peas came back out, again, like none of their mics was working. That's a sound problem right there. Now, the dancers in the field, yes, that was an excellent idea. It was much fun looking at it, how they made the arrows, how they turned green, how they turned white. The choreography was simple yet fun, and I thought it looked great. And to have been there must have been just really over the top. And then the clothing that the Black Eyed Peas had on was pretty fun. I will say that if you watch Michael Jackson's This Is It DVD, you will see that he was kind of going to strut and stuff like that himself. So Michael's still setting trends. I wanted to put that out there. But anyhow, was this the worst performance ever? I don't think it was that. Black Eyed Peas' sound, I mean, their music is all the hottest thing going, okay? You know, Black Eyed Peas' track is coming on. We're definitely shutting it down because they have some of the hottest music. If you look at their stage performance, they do what they usually do. For me, who is a production junkie, I want to see pyrotechnics and choreography and dancers and costume changes. That's not what they really give you. They give you more of a high performance with minimal blocking, staging, and occasional choreography. So I thought overall it was okay. There were parts where I thought Fergie was pushing her vocals too hard to get the notes to fill that room, and maybe she couldn't hear herself. I'm not sure, but I wouldn't give it the worst performance ever. I will mention that I didn't feel that Usher sang much at all, but it was of no consequence because he looked great. His dancers were getting it. It was fun. I love the choreography from OMG, and I don't know. I don't think it was boring. I don't think it's the worst one ever. I think it was kind of fun, actually. So I don't know. I wouldn't call it the worst. No, I wouldn't. Hold on, I'm sorry. So, anyhow, I was just thinking of what I wanted to mention. But, okay. I was thinking with Carla about this earlier. She has some real cool insight on there. Let me see if I can get Carla. Carla B., are you near? Are you near the studio, hon?
I am. Of course, you know I'm always just a phone call away for you.
Well, thank you so much. I know you'd be out there working hard. So I was like, somebody get me Carla. That's why I paused. I could sneak a little message over. So real quick, I was just talking about the halftime show, and I was telling them that you have some real cool insights. So what are your thoughts on the Black Eyed Peas?
Well, number one, I'm a really big fan. I'm a big fan of Black Eyed Peas. And, I, of course, we heard a lot of backlash in regards to their performance, and they were saying Fergie didn't sing right and everything was all messed up. But, you know, I'm like, okay, but overall, all this stuff, you know, the negativity, did you hear anything positive within it? Did you hear that little message that Will.i.am put out in support of our President Obama?
No.
So basically, just to give you guys, you know, a little recap on the message that Will.i.am shared, what really caught my attention was when Will.i.am spoke directly to the President Obama in the midst of the song, Where Is the Love? His lyrics were, in America, we need to get things straight, Obama. Let's get these kids educated, create jobs so the country stays stimulated. And that was, you know, if you follow, you know, their music and stuff, you're like, wait a minute, that wasn't part of the lyric, the original lyric. So I thought that was really cute. I think that he was a bit disappointed because nobody really saw that. They were all talking about how bad their performance was, but they didn't really get, you know, what he was, you know, saying in support of the president. And, of course, we all know that he wrote the song in 2008, Yes, We Can, in support of President Obama. So he's always been a really, really big supporter of Obama. And I thought that was, you know, a little bit messed up that people missed that. But, hey, we
right.
know how mainstream media is. It's all about the big news. And people like to see when people mess up. They rather report on that than the good stuff. So that was a little bit unfortunate. But that's all I really had on that.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted you to share, because even I had missed, because I was at an event, so all I was really trying to see was the production. And when you mentioned that, I was like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back and watch the performance.
Yeah, and I'll add really quickly. We actually have a blog on that on EOTMblog.com. The title of it is "Will I Am Message to Obama at Super Bowl." So you can visit www.eotmblog.com for that blog as well as a slew of others.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Carla, for peeking your head in and giving us that insight, because I thought that was very insightful.
Thank you, T'Angelo. Have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, so I was going to play the Christina Aguilera flub of the national anthem, but I'm actually going to kind of skip over that right now. I guess I could have not even mentioned it, but I'm going to skip over that because I want to get into the next thing here. So let's just move on to the next one. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day gifts. Are we buying roses? Are we buying chocolate? Are we buying jewelry? What to buy? What to buy? Well, I personally feel that I can pat myself on the back when it comes to gifts because in my family, my mother was very much about creating. She loves arts and crafts, and so she was always crafting things when my dad did live with us. And she would do anything from making gift baskets. She would do shirts, like, you know, she would make her own little iron-on shirt things or airbrushing and paintings and stuff, different kind of cakes or desserts. I mean, it'd always be something that she would create. And so I must say, because of my upbringing, I'm not a fan of meaningless gifts. I mean, to just buy someone something that they can purchase themselves, for me, it's just not the way to go. I would prefer the $5, you know, special made cookie or something over you just buying me a brand new television. I could have got a television myself, unless the person is like a major TV watcher. Like, I do know people who are major TV watchers who are sports fans, then buying them that gift is a personal gift. But if you're just doing it just to get out the way, not a fan. Anyhow, so what do I recommend? I would recommend for this year's Valentine's Day gift, get a personalized gift for your loved one. One year for my best friend, I actually got us a picture frame made from Things Remembered. And what made it special was because it talked about our friendship. And I didn't put a picture in it. It was like one of those deep picture frames. So it had like the layers to it. And it had like best friend forever, remember the time when, and things like that. And it allowed her to put her own picture inside. And it allowed her to put her own picture inside to, you know, kind of remember things how she wanted to. And I thought that was kind of cool. And then also see what I've done. Oh, for my mother, one year, I got her a shirt made back in the day when Rugrats was the hottest thing on television. I wish I would stop having a little ditty moment. Anywho, what y'all say? But I had her shirt made that said Mommy's Little Rugrats on the front. And on the back of it, I had her children's names put on the shirt, and she loved it. And, you know, again, it's just something a little extra. So I believe in personalizing gifts if you go that way. One year I also did, I got the three important ladies in my life, I got them all the same necklace, a little necklace with something on it. They all loved it. I don't really do jewelry often, so I didn't know how wonderful it was, but they seemed to like it. So that, again, was a personal touch to let them know, you are the three ladies in my life. It is. And if you're wondering who it was one of my best friends, my mother, and my grandmother. So they're all excellent people. Another idea is you can definitely go with the chocolates. You can definitely go with the roses. But let's not stop there, okay? I believe that an evening, if you're going for your loved one, like your partner or your husband or wife, I believe an evening full of little surprises is so much fun. I think that if you do, let's say, have – say you don't cook all – no, say that you want to cook something special for your partner, right? Have them come to the house or have you guys meet, if you guys don't live together, meet at the house dressed like you're going somewhere. Don't even tell them. And when they get to the house to pick you up or whatever, set it up where they have to come pick you up and say you guys are going out somewhere, a little surprise. Have them come to the house where you actually cook them a meal, okay? And maybe you start off with a chocolate fondue. And you can actually buy a little fondue set at any little local Walmart or Target or something like that. Get a little fondue set. You have some strawberries, dip it in the chocolate, you know, put on a little, maybe one of your funniest movies or something like that. Just kind of have in the background while you guys sit down, a little candlelight, you know, so that you do that. Then you transition from the living room with the fondue into the dining area with the dinner. Then you can move from dinner into the bathroom where you'll have a bathtub run, have a bath ran with bubbles. You can also get rose petals. You can get what you call it, soap-made rose petals, so they kind of dissolve in the tub, so you're going to clean that mess out later on. And then you can have it finished out for you ladies with a little teddy or something. And for the guys, you can just, I'm sure y'all can figure it out. So that's another little gift that I think is pretty awesome. It's, you know, quality time, and it's a night that doesn't end, you know. Then also, say, something exciting, something fun that you guys don't always do, which is going to a movie, not a movie, going to a concert. You know, an evening full of fun and a concert would be great. If you love skydiving, that would be nice. I would so recommend some Cirque du Soleil. If you are here in Los Angeles, they have a Cirque du Soleil show coming to the Pantages, I think it is. Vegas has Cirque du Soleil. I think Santa Monica has some Cirque du Soleil right now. If you're over in New York, I'm sure they probably have something because they have a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, that's another great gift. Also, you can always go with, I think this is fun, gentlemen, you can go with getting your girl a shopping spree. It's kind of a new thing right now. So what you do is you take your girl wherever you want, or you put her credit card in something, and you can put like a little limit, maybe $300, $400, or $500, however you want to do it, on the card, and for you give her a shopping spree. And I think that's pretty awesome because it then puts you in a place where you got her all the stuff and you can either, A, go with her, or, B, most likely don't go with her to go shopping unless she wants you to. Another great Valentine's gift. I must say that I think anyone would love a shopping spree. I mean, it's just fun to just spend money and get yourself a whole array of new toys, either clothes, accessories, if you are a gamer, if you are a collector of, you know, basketball or football, sports memorabilia, that could be an awesome way to go. So other than that, I'll just mention giving your loved ones your love and your time. With me, I'm usually so busy that when I get to catch up with my mother and my siblings, the thing we really want to do is just enjoy each other's time, sit at the house, not watch a movie, and talk and reminisce and enjoy each other. So remember, Valentine's Day is just a season or a day for you to just go the extra mile to show your family and friends that you love them. Okay, so I hope you get a little insight there just to how to go about that, okay? So anyhow, you guys, we'll be right back after this. And when we return, we are actually going to take a moment to sit back and talk with Mr. Joseph Anthony Rivers. Stay tuned.
International Big Mega Radio Smasher.
I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear
Oh, I had the time of my life, tag and we ain't messing with no maggots. Messing with the baddest chicks in the club. Honey, what's up? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the baddest of them all? Yeah, it's gotta be the Apple, I'm the Mac Daddy, y'all. Haters better step back, lady.
Download your app.
I'm the party application, rocking just like that.
Deep International. Big Mega Radio Smasher.
Cause I'm having a good time with you, I'm telling you.
I had the time of my life.
Guys, that was our group, Black Eyed Peas, right there. And I must say, that is my cut. I am in love with Dirty Bit. But I guess I'm going to go ahead and save y'all me singing it, because you know I will. So anyhow, you guys, actually, I'm going to get right into this evening's guest, Mr. Joseph Anthony Rivers, who was born in Linwood, California. And he actually went to elementary school here. He's done a lot of wonderful things. He graduated from Hamilton Middle School, and he was top 3% of his class, winning dozens of awards and plaques and recognition. He was enrolled in Davis Starr Jordan High School, located in Long Beach. However, he went to Jordan High School, located in Long Beach, California, where he kept his grades at like a 3.2, 3.3, and then he had to get that boosted up because it wasn't quite what he wanted, and his family did. So he pretty much got himself to a 3.9 GPA, and Joseph stayed determined and kept the same level of intensity as each year of his GPA increased. He just kept it pushing. He accomplished what he wanted, and he wanted to be known for his grades. The most important thing was not only being a hard worker, but also giving back to the community. He would volunteer in various organizations and a lot of different things there. He also got a slew of different scholarships and things of that nature, so he was able to go to any college of his choice, where he chose Texas A&M. And he's currently going there now. He earned like 41 scholarships to help pay for college. I'm trying to be like him when I grow up. One of those scholarships included the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship, which gave Joseph a full ride scholarship to any college of his choice. And that's why I mentioned he had an opportunity to go to Harvard University, but instead he chose with A&M University, which is where he is currently attending. So without further ado, I'll introduce to you the 20-year-old book author of A Young Man with a Plan, Joseph Anthony Rivers. Oh, wow, they love you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Crazy.
Oh, stop it. No pictures. Oh, stop. Oh, who, me? Oh, no.
Wow.
Hey,
I like it. I love the crowd.
Say hi. So, Joseph, how have you been?
I've been great. Blessed. Let me say that word, blessed.
That is an awesome word, because that was what we truly are. So, real quick, where are you now?
I am currently in Texas, Prairie View, to be exact.
I know. Now, just so everybody can know, Joseph and I met at the Black College Expo about a month back, where I learned about his book that he wrote, and he was such an awesome guy and a wonderful person that I was like, hey, we have to get you on the show. So thank you, Joseph, for accepting my invitation, which I got on film, if you recall.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Trust me, I remember. I told you I was going to come. I said it.
Well, I live in Los Angeles, and people say a lot of things.
Oh, trust me, I know how it goes. You know, that's my home, home and heart.
So that's what's up. So talk to us. So now you're at Texas A&M, and you chose that over
Prairie View A&M. Prairie View A&M, actually.
Oh, okay. My apologies, everybody. I got to get this together.
Yeah, so I'm at Prairie View A&M, and basically, it's not that I chose it over Harvard, but, you know, African-American, I did want that Black experience, and it's actually my third institution. I actually was enrolled at UCLA first, then had the internship to Harvard, and from Harvard I came to Prairie View, so it's like three institutions. But, I mean...
So you did go to Harvard for a while?
Yes, was there.
Okay.
Was there, and I'm actually planning on going back for medical school, so, yeah.
Okay, so now I guess the next question is, what is your current major?
My current major is molecular biology.
I don't even know what that is and why you want to do it.
Well, basically, I guess you could say, long word, it's a doctor, you know. Want to be a psychiatrist, so. Let me just say biology. Sound a little bit easier, biology.
Yeah, that's generic enough. I think you want to, yeah, that's generic enough. So let's back up for a second, okay? Let's go back to the top. So let's get to this book really quickly. So we have a young man with a plan.
The story going to sound a little weird, so you got to try to follow me. Second grade.
Okay, I'm there.
Second grade, I started writing these journals. Yeah, stay with me now. Second grade, I started writing these journals. Basically, each day I wrote a page about the obstacles I faced and how I will overcome them. And each day, for you, days and days, weeks turns into years, and finally got to be a senior in high school, and I really looked. I had stacks full of paper from journals, incidents that happened, decisions that I had to make that could have ruined my life. It was just amazing. So I was astounded and just like, let me turn this into something. It can really be something. And I think that's how it started. That's the background of the Young Man with a Plan series, excuse me.
Okay. So now you wrote a book. Is this like part one of a series of books, considering you have so much written?
Yes. This is only part one, and that's what a lot of the fans don't understand. I'm bringing it. I'm coming strong. I'm coming hard. I'm bringing it. This is part one. Came out November, June this year, which is a couple of months away, June. Part two will be out. It's amazing. A Young Man with a Plan 2 is already done. It's already written. It's just in the last stages of our final process, and we're putting it out there.
Okay. Now, also when we were speaking before, you mentioned that your book is under Tyler Perry Studios.
Yes, I do work with Tyler.
So when you say his studios, how is he involved in your book?
Basically, right now, it was a secret, but I guess since we're live, I guess I can let it out. We're actually in the final stages of my team, and I don't want to give it all away. You know, it's kind of a big secret, but
okay,
can
well,
I just say the word
we,
film?
We
just film?
On Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, we don't talk about secrets. We keep it right between us.
We're in the middle of putting together this Young Man with a Plan film, and yeah, that's how Tyler's involved. He's a brilliant producer, director, creator, mentor,
writer.
All of the above, writer. Yeah, we can just say all of the above.
Wow. Now I'm gonna pause for a second because you also mentioned John Legend was one of your influences as well, right?
Yes, John Legend is an influence.
I just saw him on Tuesday, and I did not get a chance to speak with him. I was just like, hey, it's John Legend right over there. We were both at some event, and I was so like, I didn't get a chance to speak with him. I was hoping I could speak with him. I was going to name drop real quick and throw you out there like, boom, are we best friends now? But I didn't get an opportunity to.
Yes, John Legend. Great. It's actually a kind of a cool story how I met John Legend. I had no clue. Me winning my 41st scholarship. I won 41. Me winning my 41st was the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship, the biggest scholarship in the world. And we had a conference. We had a conference for the scholarship, and we were all there. And then they bring out this speaker, and I'm just going, okay, it's just going to be another regular speaker. So, you know, I'm not really going to pay attention. But then once John Legend came out, you know, full attention. You know, so it was right then and there. I was like, I have to network because I already have the ideas of my book in my head. And actually, my story didn't get to him through me. So it was like I actually went to, a lot of people don't know, Bill Gates' father. And I gave him my ideas. I passed them to him. And, you know, I didn't think nobody was really going to believe in my ideas. I just thought they were off the wall. Like, okay, nobody's going to believe in me or, you know. But he actually did, and a couple of his representatives from the scholarship, they passed my name around, and they helped me get up there a little bit more. And from there, I was introduced, and that's how that came together. So I thought that was just like a cool little way that we kind of met.
Right. So like you guys had met once before, but y'all didn't actually get connected.
We didn't connect. I was just in his audience. You know, he didn't know me. He didn't know that I was just, you know, that I really wanted to work with him. But like I said, things are just falling into place. It's such a blessing.
That's how God do it. He only need us to drive. We keep trying. But if he let him take the wheel, we'll kind of be okay.
There we go. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's the captain of this ship.
That's awesome. So I wanted to point out, I always tell everyone that I mentor, anyone I give inspiration to, is I always tell them to definitely get the journal. And it seems like you definitely did that. And I hope the listeners can hear how that has really propelled you into the career that you're currently embarking on. Because of your journaling, you were able to turn it into a book, which is going to be successful and move forward and do so much for you. I think that's awesome. So this is great. So a brother out there actually doing something productive, Oh my gosh!
And
the media doing
it. It's great that you just said that, because how I always say it is, my philosophy is everyone has at least one story to tell. I don't care who you are or what you've been through. You have at least one story to tell, and I think that the journaling is the most important part of you really finding your purpose, you seeing what you want to be, because at the end when you finish journaling, even if it's just one story, you actually get to see, okay, what is my purpose? What am I doing in life? And that's how I took mine. I looked at my journals as, okay, I looked at all my bad decisions I could have made. I looked at all my obstacles, and it was just like, okay, I could have did this, but I did this. And the journals kind of helped me see. So in a sense of a fact, don't think of journal, because a lot of dudes, when I say write a journal, they think of, oh, that's girly. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm too good for that. But it really helps.
Yeah. And the way I kind of describe journaling is I say when you have ideas and thoughts, they're like helium-filled balloons. If you don't tie them down, they just simply fly away. And you journaling them is what ties the balloons down, so you can then pull them out the sky and deal with them. Otherwise, the ideas go up into the universe, and eventually the balloon pops and lands in someone else's thoughts. And now they're making millions with Facebook, and you over here still trying to get up, you know, whonoswho.com.
Yeah, really.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So with all your success, I'm sure there is some people who helped you start this. Let's see. Family, maybe? How did this all – I mean, because you're an accomplished young man. I mean, where did the motivation for that come from? Who is behind all this?
Well, honestly, I would have to say – if I had to say one person, I would say my grandmother. My grandmother has been that motivational push. You know how you have someone behind you that pushes you? So I would say that it's her. But then, honestly, even though it's her, I have to say, like, me, it's kind of weird because I always, like, find some way to motivate myself. It's like, I don't know, I'm kind of self-motivated at the same time. But my primary motivator is my grandmother. You know, she's the one that gives me that push. But it's always me that has to, even because I'm just type of person, even if you don't believe in me, I'm still going to do it. And I'm still going to succeed. So I really want to say my grandmother, but I also want to say me, because I think I motivate myself.
That's okay, that's good. Having some motivation is also good, because then it allows you to push yourself also. So now with all this work that you do, What do you love for fun? What's fun for you?
Well, I guess you can say, you said what's well for me?
No, what's fun for you? All this work that you do.
Oh, what's fun for me? Okay. What's fun for me? Well, lately it's just been work, meetings, work. But I will actually say that what's fun for me is, you know, I've been going to a lot of basketball games lately, a lot of NBA games, and I think that's been, like, the funnest thing I've had so far. But the work that I do, it's not actually – although it's work, it's still fun to me. So it's like I still have fun in what I do, and that's the best part of this journey that I enjoy, because to me, doing something that you love just makes it, you know, just makes it that much more amazing. So I would really want to say going out, I still spend time with my friends. I still have a personal life. A lot of people don't believe I have a personal life because I'm all about business. No, but I do get out. I do have fun. I do hang with friends, you know. And my work is really amazing. So I do have fun.
That's okay. So that's cool, Bio. Now, what – I'm sorry. You have the book currently going. You have the books going on. You have some secret projects in the works. You're currently going to Prairie View A&M. I say that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay, wonderful. And there's talks of you maybe going back to Harvard for your medical. You're only 20 years old, so do you plan on having all this done by 24?
Yes, I do. Actually, I had no clue, honestly. This is the first time I'm going to say this. I didn't even say this on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I had no clue that my backup plan was going to take off for my primary. So now it's making me rethink my whole journey, because now I have to look at everything from a career perspective. So my number one goal is to become a doctor. I'm shooting to get done as early as possible. But now with so many other projects, like you said, speaking engagements, I have to fly to certain places to talk. It's like I don't. No, I hope I can be done by 24 still. Academically, I know I could, but then it's just like I still want to write books. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy speaking and motivating. So hopefully I can be done by, let's say, 26.
Okay. I mean, you're slacking if you go to 27. If you make it to 27 and you haven't had your medical degree, you're a slacker, okay?
Oh, no. Wait. Let's rewind that. I don't want people to take the wrong idea. Bachelor degree, I'm going straight through. But medical school – is another four and a half years.
I know. I was being facetious.
Okay. I don't want people to think, oh, no, he retarded.
No. I was being facetious. I was saying, I mean, the fact that you're trying to accomplish all this before you even hit, I mean, at this point you're looking at being like Dexter or something, you know, the little boy and the genius or something. So do you have siblings or are you only child?
Oh, no, I have siblings. I have one sister, Shanisha Rivers. I know she's probably having a heart attack that I just said her name. Then I have two brothers. Yeah, I know she's probably jumping all around right now that I said her name.
Well, go ahead and say hello to the family.
Hello, family. Shout out to my grandmother, Edna Shellhorn. I know you listening. The whole family is listening right now, and I don't want to go down names, but Brittany Jackson, how you doing? Hello, everyone.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. Well, I will say, before I let you go, a question, because EOTM is about entrepreneurs on the move, which is currently and clearly, obviously, what you're doing. You're a speaker, so what do you tell the youth? What do you give them as far as maybe some breadcrumbs of knowledge to continue forward or to help motivate them into reaching their goals and success? Joe? Joseph? Oh, my. Have we lost our guest? Let's see. Hold on. I'm having technical difficulties again. I know he's still on the line. Okay. Let's see. One moment here. As you guys see, though, Joseph is like an exceptional dude. We're going to have to get together and hang out because he seems to be so much fun. And he's working as hard as the rest of us entrepreneurs are, it seems. So we definitely want to just wrap it up for Joseph as he continues to move forward and get the second book out. You guys are going to have to check him out. You can go to www.josephanthonyrivers.com to buy his book and to see what he's working on. And that's josephanthonyrivers, with an S, .com to buy his book. It's also at barnesandnobles.com and also on Amazon. I mean, this is something I think you guys definitely would want to check out, because when you have a plan that kind of directs you on your path and where you're going, you have a better chance of reaching your goals. I mean, a person without a plan plans to fail. That's how that goes.
Uh-huh.
A person without a plan plans to fail. Oh, Joseph,
uh-huh.
You're back.
Yes, I'm back. I don't know what happened. You lost me for a second.
That happens. I was just actually telling them about the book where they can go pick it up. I was letting them know they can go to josephanthonyrivers.com to purchase the book, as well as Barnes & Noble and Amazon, because I think what people kind of don't realize is, and I know this was my own issue as a youth, was all I said was I wanted to be a dancer. That was all I said. And when I didn't achieve what I felt to be success in dance, I felt like, God, how come I wasn't, you know, dancing behind Usher and Brandy and Aaliyah, whatever? Well, it's kind of like, well, 10 years ago, you told God you wanted to be a dancer. I was dancing 40 hours a week. I was on a tour. I wasn't
yeah.
where I wanted to be. I wasn't where I wanted to be because I did not put a plan together. So I think it's awesome that Joseph has given our youth and just people, other entrepreneurs, a book that will help you see how having a plan will work. So speaking of the book, what will we find in this book, Joseph? I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but what is in the book? What are we learning with this?
Well, basically, the message of the book is so simple. I always explain it in just these words. Don't let life circumstances define who you are. And that's the message underlined. In this story, you're going to see me. I'm going to refer to me as a character. So you're going to see a young man being hit with obstacles. He's facing different kind of circumstances. He's facing decisions that he has to make as a young man that could ruin his life. He's looking at all these experiences, not of his, but of others, and he's learning from them. And basically, he makes the choice at the end of the book, like, no, I'm not going to be like them. I'm an individual, and I'm going to create my own plan. So that's the story. That's the moral of the story. Don't let life circumstances define who you are.
That's awesome. That's something to live by. Something definitely to live by. Well, before we had the little glitch in the technical there, I was asking you, what would you say to a person working and striving toward reaching their successes? What kind of insight would you give them?
First thing I would say is you have to be consistent. It's not going to happen overnight. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think, well, I'm just going to do this, and I'm just going to blow up, and I'm going to get famous. It doesn't work like that. You have to be consistent. You have to work hard. And it's like I find this every day when I go speak at different places. A lot of young adults want to be rappers. They want to be the next Lil Wayne. But at the same time, I tell them, do you know what he had to do to actually get where he was? He worked hard. He stayed consistent. And a lot of people make excuses today. So I would say stay grounded, stay focused, be humble. That's a big one. Be humble.
Mm-hmm,
and basically,
mm-hmm.
It'll come. Be patient, and it'll come. Work hard and have confidence in your art. That's what I say. Like, a lot of people are not going to believe in your vision. Your vision isn't meant for them to believe in. But at the end of the day, if you stay consistent and you stay working hard and you push it out there to the world and you know it has a good message, you'll make it. You'll succeed.
That's awesome. Well, Joseph, I want to thank you so much for stopping by Love Dance Day in Between Them this evening. I know it's like, what, it's probably 11 o'clock where you are right now?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is 11.
And if it's anything like me, we have an early morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have 8
well,
o'clock, the work starts.
Right, right. Oh, you're right there. I'm right there with you. So without further ado, I would say you guys definitely check out Anthony Rivers. JosephAnthonyRivers.com, so you can pick up A Young Man with a Plan. I'm going to have to go get me one so I can read up on it. So, Anthony, when you and I get together, we can powwow and I can chat and give my insight. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
And when are you back in town?
Actually, I'm speaking at the NBA All-Star Game, the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm basically hosting, and I'm a speaker for a lot of events. So I'll be leaving, going back to L.A. next Wednesday, and I'll be there for a while. Me and Dwayne Wade's mother, we're actually collabing, bringing our books together. And if anybody wants to check that out, we'll be on CBS, which is Channel 2 in L.A. I don't want to talk for everywhere because I only know in L.A. But Channel 2 will be at 11 o'clock in the morning, pretty much all day NBA All-Star Weekend coverage. It'll be me, Dwayne Wade, and his mother. We'll promote our books. You'll get to see a lot of different stuff. So I'll be there next Wednesday.
That's awesome. Well, listen, before you, I have to give you a call back because also you met EOTM Media, and I would love to come out and cover you. That would be so much fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is no problem.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we'll get together about that tomorrow and not discuss it on the air. Well, everybody else in our business.
Yeah, everybody listening like, oh, who are you about to cover? So,
if you guys want to get, if y'all want to reach Joseph, his phone number is 562. Not for real.
and look, you was really about to do that, and I just got a new personal number because I had to let the old one go. I had to let it go. It was randoms and stalkers and everything else. I had to let it go.
Let me tell you, when we talk later on, make sure I can hit you to a way to keep that from happening without having to change your phone number again. We'll talk more about it when we get a chance. So when we talk in live person, see, T'Angelo, what do I do about my phone number? And I have the best thing for you. You're going to love it.
Need to get on that because it got pretty bad a couple of weeks ago.
It does. I had a friend. We won't go into that right now. I got to get you to go to bed so you can wake up in the morning and be refreshed and management don't come looking for me. But, Joseph, it has been awesome speaking with you. I can't wait for us to get together again. And before we go, could you just simply say, I am Joseph Rivers, and this is EOTM with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Say something like that.
I am Joseph Rivers, and this is EOTM with Love, Hate, Dance.
Love, Dance.
And Love, Dance, Hate, and... Radio?
All that between them.
All that between them. You know, I'm still working on it. You know, I ain't there yet. But
no worries. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Anthony. Here I go again. Thank you so much, Joseph. That's been great. And we will definitely talk again soon.
Same to you. Thank you. Thank you so much, EOTM.
No problem. Have a good night.
Hey, y'all. This is Sanaa Lathan. You're watching EOTM Media.
Hello, I'm Carla B.
And I am T'Angelo Bell.
And we are here at the 42nd Annual NAACP Nominations Awards Press Conference and Nominees Announcement.
Yes, and the NAACP Awards is a premier multicultural awards presentation and show that honors people of color who have performed and achieved outstandingly. Everything from writing, motion picture directing, singing, literature, directing. I mean, we're going to honor it all.
Yes.
And also to those who promote social justice through their creative efforts. So stay with us as EOTM Media takes you on a journey. Everyone from Kimberly, Elise, 50 Cent, Sanaa Lathan, all going to be right here in just a few moments. So stick around and see what happens. Kimberly, Elise. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic.
Well, so what brings you out this morning?
I came out to participate in announcing the nominees for the NAACP Awards. I think, what are we at, 42?
Yeah, 42nd.
42.
Yeah. So now with all that you have done in your career and you strive and done such great things, what is an affirmation that kind of keeps you going, something that just drives you to continue forward?
I think it's always important for, I'm speaking to women of color in particular and young girls, is
mm-hmm.
to remind yourself over and over, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness, I am greatness. Because
right.
you're bombarded all day long with things that want to lessen your self-esteem and lessen your image of yourself.
What question for you, and it's in regards to the NAACP, of course, why is supporting the NAACP Image Award so important to our culture?
Because they've always supported us.
Right.
And we've needed them. Unfortunately, we continue to need
right.
them.
We're standing here with Afion. So how is it going for you today? Oh, it's going great. I'm here with T'Angelo and Carla. We're getting it popping right now. Now, you're standing on stage with beautiful Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, man.
How do you focus?
Come on, man. You don't.
So tell me, what is your feelings behind the 42nd Annual NAACP Image Award?
Look here, when you have an organization like the NAACP that's still going strong, pushing the mandate of of celebrating black folks,
right,
people of color, you got to support that. So I'm.
Well, you guys, we're currently standing here with Columbus Shore. So how are you doing this morning?
Good, man. Early.
NAACP Awards. What does it mean to you to be involved in such a event?
I mean, they nominated me in 09. I won in 09. And I think the NAACP Image Awards is the best platform and format to honor and give and encourage, you know, the talent that's
right.
nominated.
Hello, yes, we are still here at the NAACP 42nd Annual Nominations Press Conference, and oh my goodness, we just actually saw 50 Cent, Sanaa Lathan, Kimberly Elise, as well as a slew of other really great actors and actresses.
I'm standing here with Sanaa Lathan, and I'm with EOTM Media. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm ecstatic I'm standing here with you.
No, you're so sweet.
My best friend is so going to be jealous. What brings you out this morning?
I was here to celebrate all the wonderful talent that we have in our community, all the wonderful nominees.
With all that you've done in your career, what is like an affirmation or something that you keep with you to continue pushing you forward?
First of all, I surround myself with very positive people.
Okay.
You know,
that's a good
I think
one.
That's probably a big one.
Okay.
Because when I do get down, you know, there's not even a chance to sit there and wallow in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you guys, that was Carla B and myself at the 42nd Image Awards, NAACP Image Awards nominee announcement a few weeks back, also with the Rallo Street team there, and we had an exquisite time. I just wanted to play that again because it was mad fun. So you have to go to EOTMblog.com, and you can check out the full video and see the beautiful Carla B and the suave, debonair T'Angelo doing what we do and doing it how we do, all right? So now we're going to go ahead and put the spotlight on Mr. Alvin Ailey, this renowned choreographer. If you haven't had the opportunity or haven't heard of him, this will be a very informative segment. Alvin Ailey was an American choreographer and activist who founded the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater in New York. Ailey is credited with with making modern dance popular and revolutionizing African-American participation in the 20th century concert dance. His company gained the nickname Cultural Ambassador to the World because of its extensive international touring. Ailey's choreographic masterpiece, Revelations, is believed to be the best known and most often seen modern dance performance. Alvin Ailey was born to his 17-year-old mother in Rogers, Texas. His father abandoned the family when Alvin was only 6 months old. Like many African Americans living in Texas during the Great Depression, Ailey and his mother moved very often, and she had hard times finding work. Ailey grew up during the time of racial segregation and rumors of violence and lynching against African Americans. When Ailey was 5, his 22-year-old mother was raped by a group of white men, leaving him afraid of white people. Early experiences in the Southern Baptist Church and juke joints instilled in him a fierce sense of black pride that would later figure prominently in Ailey's signature works. In the fall of 1942, Ailey's mother, like many African Americans, migrated to Los Angeles, California, where she had heard there was lucrative work supporting the war effort. Ailey did not become serious about dance until 1949. One of his school friends, Carmen, introduced him to the Hollywood studio of Lester Horton. Horton would prove to be Ailey's major influence, becoming a mentor and giving both technique and a foundation which would grow and enhance him artistically. He joined Horton's company in 1953, making his debut in some of Horton's earlier projects. It was during this period that he performed in several Hollywood films, like all of Horton's students would go on to do. Ailey studied the other art forms, including painting, acting, music, set design, and costume, as well as ballet and other forms of modern dance and ethnic dance. Unfortunately, Mr. Lester Horton died in November of 1953, tragically leaving the company without an artistic director. The company had outstanding contracts that required and desired new works, when no one else stepped forward, Ailey assumed the role of artistic director. Despite his youth and lack of experience, Ailey was only 22 and had choreographed only one piece in a workshop. He began choreographing, directing scenes, and doing costume designs and running rehearsals. So later on, in 1958, Alvin Ailey formed his own group, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. The group presented its integral concert in March 30th, 1958, and there some of his signature works were seen. Ailey's choreography was dynamic, vibrant, mixed, and growing out of his previous training in ballet, modern jazz, and African dance technique. Ailey insisted upon the complete theatrical experience, including costumes, lighting, and makeup, a work of intense emotional appeal, expressing the pain and anger of African Americans in the blues suit, was an intense success for the defined Ailey style. So now, listeners, we're going to take a moment to listen to some of the music that can be heard in his critically acclaimed, world-renowned show and masterpiece, Revelations. You guys, so there's just some of the sounds of Revelations, which is an awesome production that Alvin Ailey did. So if you get the opportunity, you can YouTube his work. I mean, also go to alvinailey.com. You can Google him. If you're into dance at all, this is definitely something that you'll want to see. It's just very moving. So without further ado, Mr. Alvin Ailey, we spotlight you today. We honor you and we thank you for all your works and what you've left with, all the works you left with us. And sorry, I have to tell you guys, Mr. Ailey did pass away, and I think it was 1989, if I recall. So thank you, and we honor Mr. Alvin Ailey. Yo, 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 you guys, this is T'Angelo with Love, Dance, and Hate in Between Them. And if you're just now tuning in, ooh, you're so going to have to listen to this again because this show has been exciting. It has been fun. It has been surprises. It has been everything wonderful.
Well, I had a great time this evening, and I hope you did as well. I want to just take this moment to say thank you to Tanya's Hill for surprising me with a call this evening. That was so awesome. She must have got the press release about me talking about her. If you guys get a chance, definitely pick up that Jet magazine with Miss Candy of the Real Housewives of Atlanta on the cover. That's a good story as well. But inside, I think on page 38, what is it, maybe 38, you can find Miss Tanya's Hill. So thank you again, Tanya, for calling us. Thank you so much, Joseph Anthony Rivers, for giving us a call and being our special guest tonight. You guys, Joseph is such an awesome dude. I mean, he is so much fun. We had a great time at the expo. I can't wait for us to get together again next week. Don't forget to go to josephanthonyrivers.com where you can check out his book and pick that up, also at Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon. Let's see. We just talked about Alvin Ailey. You guys, if you get a chance, definitely, if you can see Alvin Ailey's work in person, it'll just be so moving. If not, you can YouTube it and see what I'm talking about. If you're a dancer or a person who loves the arts and you haven't met Alvin Ailey's work yet, make it happen, Captain. There's always an email bag, you guys. I wanted to talk about some things that happened in email bags this evening, but I didn't get a chance to. So we'll have to get around to it. There was someone who emailed me and asked about how to get into media and broadcasting. And real quick, in case they're listening, I just want to say one thing I recommend doing is getting some training. You definitely want to have a little bit of education with everything that you do. So if you have a local community college or, you know, school like that, a little trade tech or something, going there to get some foundation is a great way to start. But I'll try to get more into that next week. So definitely email me for the email bags and we'll address the questions here on the show. If I happen not to be informed in the area that you're asking, I will find someone in my network who is informed and have them tell me what to say or have to just get them on the show, whichever works. So you can always just email me at TEANGELO at EOTMRadio.com with your questions. Don't forget dancers, musicians, groups, other EOTMs, which is Entrepreneurs on the Move, hit me up with your story. I would love the opportunity to sit down with you and maybe have you on the show and talk about what's going on with you. It doesn't always have to be the success that you already achieved. I would love to hear the stories of the people who are achieving and working towards it, as that is what I am personally currently doing. I haven't achieved my successes. I'm currently still in the race, so hit us up. Don't forget Baby Day, April 30th. I am being honored in this show. I'm still in disbelief about it, but I think it'll be great if you guys can come out and support. That'd be awesome. Don't forget, you can always check me out on Tea Time, which is on YouTube, / the One T'Angelo. And be sure to lock in Blog Talk Radio, EOTM's Blog Talk Radio page for your viewing pleasure. Next week, we have some awesome guests on the show. I have a wonderful guest next week. I'm so excited. One of my probably going to be one of my favorite interviews to do. For all you single moms out there and law students, you are so not going to want to miss this show. I have a young 29-year-old law school graduate, Stephanie Marie Burton, who will be on this show and who also happens to be one of my best friends in the whole wide world, to tell her story on how she is a single mom of four children and she still managed to graduate law school at the age of 29 despite all the obstacles that went through it. I mean, her story is so, so insightful, and it just makes me further believe that excuses really don't matter because she's preparing to take the bar exam, I think, in 2 weeks. So definitely check out the show next week. All right, you guys? I mean, I'm so excited to have her on here. Anyhow, I want to say more about Stephanie, but anyhow, we'll have to hear more about it, you guys. And I'll just put this out there. There was also a secret pregnancy that she even had. It's chaos. She's going to be so much fun. She's a barrel of laughs. So definitely check us out next week at 8 o'clock here on EOTM Radio. All right, you guys, other than that, I'm going to get out of here. Don't forget to check me out next week, 8 o'clock. Without further ado, I'm your boy T'Angelo, and I will leave you with this. Dance as though no one is watching. Just live. God bless you. Have a good one.